Peter's Basilica, resplendent in scarlet tones, provided the backdrop for the celebration of the Feast of Pentecost, which marks the gift of the Holy Spirit to Mary and the Apostles in the upper room. Pope Benedict presided over the Mass, drawing inspiration from the feast for his homily.
On this Pentecost Sunday, we rejoice in the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Father said, Pentecost distinguishes itself from other feasts because it represents the realization of what Christ has announced as the aim of his earthly mission, to set the earth on fire.
Sono venuto a gettare fuoco sulla terra, e quanto vorrei che fosse già acceso.
The Pope went on to explain that the fire was the Holy Spirit, which was brought to earth by Jesus. The way to receive this fire, continued Pope Benedict, was through the Church, adding that Christians and also the Church must be more dedicated to prayer. Looking more closely at this element, the Holy Father said that fire had the potential to be dangerous, and taking inspiration from Greek mythology, he explained that the hero Prometheus symbolizes modern man. Human beings appear to affirm they are God, excluding, putting aside, or even rejecting the creator of the universe. The Pope went on to say that in the hands of such a mankind, fire can turn life and humanity against itself, as history unfortunately has shown us. The tragedies of Hiroshima and Nagasaki remain the perennial warning of how atomic energy, used for the purpose of war, ended up sowing death in previously unheard-of proportions.
A perenne monito rimangono le tragedie di Hiroshima e Nagasaki.
Pope Benedict, during the course of his homily, also looked at another element, air, referring to the description of the Holy Spirit in the Bible as a storm. He said, air is for biological life, and the Holy Spirit is for spiritual life, adding that we must make ecological engagement a priority and reject the pollution that corrupts the spirit.
Gloria in excelsis, in excelsis Deo.
During the course of the celebration, the Holy Father and the congregation were treated to a glorious rendition of Haydn's Harmonie Messe by the choir from Cologne Cathedral and the city's Kammer Orchestra, marking 200 years since the composer's death. The Pope, who is noted for his love of classical music, offered his thanks to the ensemble, describing the piece as a sublime symphony of God's glory. Concluding his homily, Pope Benedict returned to the Pentecostal story, reflecting on the fear the disciples had at first. The Spirit, he says, conquers fear. God's Spirit, wherever it enters, quashes fear. It helps us to recognize and feel that we are in the hands of an omnipotent love. Whatever happens, His infinite love will never abandon us. I'm Lydia O'Kane.